call to arms. 1861.
His name was John Hunt, and he fought in the 7th Regiment. And the 2nd and the 6th and the 7th Regiments represented the Iron Brigade, which is this brigade of soldiers that had just this amazing reputation in the Civil War. Apparently, John was a pretty educated guy and had a very humorous style in his writing. You know, he would talk about marching for 20 miles, you know, in the cold, sort of matter-of-factly, and then he would say, I wish I could tell you that the view is nice, but the smoke from the fire keeps getting in my eyes, you know, just sort of like finding some humor in just this really horrible situation.
Some of the things he said blew me away for other reasons. Like, he tells his wife, what I'd really like for you to do is go buy me a pair of suspenders. I don't care if they cost a whole dollar.
Right.
Which is just like, what? It's mind-blowing. And then he says, go to the post office, and they will tell you how much postage to use. It seems like something that you would read today. And it's just kind of like, I don't know, that made me feel a really strong connection to those guys. And us Western
men wore hats. He also said something like, there was a regiment member fighting for the Union who apparently just after battle gave birth. And so she was fighting as a man. And she said, surely if the women are fighting, we'll certainly win this war.
Oh, he said something like they're bringing the young ones along for the cause or something.
Yeah, right,
like, he was
right.
Really funny about it.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of a great perspective on, you know, just a horrible situation. Their first engagement was at this place called Bronner's Farm in the Second Battle of Bull Run. And basically they were like, hey, welcome, Wisconsin. Could you go check out that hill over there? And so the guys marched up this hill and they realized that Jackson and his men were there and just outnumbered him. 3-1, 4-1 if you read it some places. The Wisconsin guys just held their ground and just demonstrated an amazing amount of courage. In that last letter, it was right before he went off to fight in the Battle of Gettysburg. And he got injured during that battle. I'm not sure where or how. There's a letter from his commanding officer back to Mary, letting her know that John was injured in the Battle of Gettysburg and that he was taken to Libby Prison, where he then died. So, unfortunately, it was a sad ending for John Hunt, but a really moving story, I found.
What I really love about Alan's song is this refrain of I'll take a walk, because the undercurrent of marching in each letter, we march from here to here, we march from here to here. Then in the song, the guy says, I'll take a walk, meaning I'll leave my farm and join up. Then he says, now I'm in the war, and I'm just going to keep walking from battle to battle. And then at the end, it's kind of that long walk, you know, because he's captured. And it becomes very ambiguous where he's going after that. You know, he says, the path I take from here won't guide me home, since he died in prison, which I find just really haunting and beautiful. Now I got shot at the devil's den, picked up for the day, sent south by track, I lost my strength. Oh,